Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Democracy is the foundation of our country, and voting at home is a way to center the voter in that process. It's a way to maximize voter turnout and engagement.
Barbara Smith-Warner with the National Vote at Home Institute says states that automatically mail ballots to all eligible voters have significantly higher turnout. Nearly one-third of ballots cast in 2024 were mailed in. President Donald Trump calls it a scam and says he'll eliminate it by executive order before next year's midterms. With voting run by the states, it's not clear if he can. Texas Democratic legislators have returned after a two-week absence that prevented Republicans from passing new congressional maps. GOP Governor Greg Abbott has called a second special session to finish the mid-decade redistricting. And Speaker Dustin Burrows says absent lawmakers continue to face civil arrest warrants.
We are done waiting. We have a quorum. Now is the time for action. We will move quickly, and the schedule will be demanding until our work is complete.
The Democrats are declaring victory, saying they built a legal record to challenge any new map in court while inspiring California to redo its districts to offset Republican gains in Texas. At the White House, Trump, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, and European leaders discussed swapping land for peace in a possible deal with Russia. Trump says he'll support NATO-like security guarantees for Ukraine and suggested U.S. troops could be deployed as part of a coalition. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says both sides will have to give and get.
You can't have a peace agreement unless both sides make concessions. That's a fact. That's true in virtually any negotiation.
Trump reportedly called Russian President Vladimir Putin during the meeting and said ceasefire and land swaps could be subject to future talks, including the Kremlin. GOP governors are sending more National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to support the president's federal takeover of city policing and a crackdown on homelessness and street crime. About 900 Guard members from West Virginia, South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio should arrive this week. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says they're not needed.
The question is really not for us. It's for why the military would be deployed in an American city to police Americans.
The right-leaning cable network Newsmax has agreed to pay nearly $70 million to settle a defamation lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems. The company sued the channel for falsely claiming its voting machines rigged votes for President Joe Biden in 2020. And the chair of House Oversight says the Justice Department will begin sharing records on late sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein this week. Kentucky Republican James Comer says justice would miss an initial deadline but would comply with a subpoena. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.